You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2008, the 15th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Boston, Massachusetts from February 3rd through February 6th, 2008.
This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. You're about to sit in on one of the daily press conferences at CROI 2008. You'll hear researchers discuss the findings of some of the most noteworthy studies at the conference. In this podcast, Dr. Mario Stevenson of the University of Massachusetts Medical School previews studies on the next generation of HIV medications in development. The studies he highlights focus on two topics. One, medications that may be able to stop the entry of HIV into host cells, and two, medications that may be able to slow or stop the progression of HIV disease.
HIV is a very simple genetic unit. Has genes. We as humans have 30,000 or so genes. And for this reason, viruses can't survive on their own genetic material, so they have to commandeer components of the cell. They have to commandeer cellular proteins to complete certain aspects of the life cycle. And up until last month, there were a handful of cellular cofactors that had been shown to help HIV replicate. Perhaps the most important was a receptor called CCR5, which the virus uses as a doorway to gain entry into cells. And because of that basic research discovery, we now have a small molecule inhibitors that block the ability of the virus to bind to this receptor, and they're now being used in the clinic to treat HIV infection. So in the last couple of weeks, we were all amazed by a publication from Abe Brass and colleagues that presented evidence for 200 more cellular cofactors of HIV replication. So this is 200 additional potential points of intersection and therapeutic intervention. So now the work starts in terms of finding out which of these 200 new proteins are actually going to be the most important for the replication of HIV and are going to be targetable from a therapeutic standpoint. And while we know that there are cellular proteins which help the virus, it's now become apparent that there are some cellular proteins which block the ability of the virus to replicate. Well, if these proteins block the ability of the virus to replicate, why do people still get infected? And the reason is that HIV has evolved a counter defense against some of these proteins, which we call cellular restrictions. So it now looks like a lot of the virus's genetic effort is actually geared towards protecting itself. Of the nine genes that the virus possesses, three of those genes appear to be there solely to act as a counter defense that the virus uses to protect itself against these cellular restrictions. And one of these proteins, a protein called VPU, has long been known to be important for the ability of the virus to egress from the cell. So when the virus is manufactured in the cell, it has to physically detach from the cell in order to enter biological fluids and be passed on to the next target cell. So this viral gene VPU was of a poorly defined function. And this month, a paper from Paul Benash's group at the Air and Diamond has identified a cellular protein which is negated by the VPU protein. This cellular protein is called CD317, or tetherin, and this protein apparently prevents the detachment of the viral particles from the cell. So in the presence of this cellular protein tetherin, particles stay stuck on the cell surface. And of course, that's not good for the virus because the virus has to leave the cell to go in and initiate an infection of a new cell. So, to circumvent this tethering block, the virus has evolved the VPU protein, and it looks like the viral VPU protein simply targets tethering for destruction, thereby removing the block to particle production. So again, this represents a novel therapeutic target, because if we can find ways to block the viral VPU protein, then we could stop the spread of the virus beyond the cell that's actually making particles. And I'd just like to also touch a couple of minutes on important discoveries being made into the mechanism of AIDS pathogenesis. So there's still a lot to be learned about how viruses like HIV actually cause disease. We know the virus kills CD4 cells. We know the virus causes immune deficiency, leaving the host open to opportunistic infections. But the actual underlying mechanism behind the pathogenic infection is still an area of great investigation. And at the conference, there are going to be several presentations, I think five in all, that will make the case that the virus is destroying a critical subset of CD4 cells, a subset that apparently is very important for fighting off bacterial and fungal infections. And when the body loses this subset of cells, called Th17 cells, the body no longer has the ability to prevent these pathogens from activating the immune system, from replicating and activating the immune system. And that's bad for the host and good for HIV, because HIV thrives on immune activation. When cells become activated, the virus has more permissive substrates for replication. So the translocation of bacterial and microbial products into the tissues and the loss of these CD4 cells that would normally control those pathogens may generate the immune activation that's a hallmark of pathogenic HIV infection and create the conditions for disease progression. So now we have targets in viral host interplay, and we have targets that potentially could lead to therapies which circumvent and which truncate the progression of the disease.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on CROI 2008 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2008.